Time once again to check in with Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for this week's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Five straight losses now for the Sabres after Tuesday's defeat to Dallas. They've lost 11 of their last 13 games. The last two were shutouts. If you're a Sabres fan, what do you do at this point? What should you think about the state of this team?
Well, they should think they're a bad team because that's what they've been for 3 months. And they're not a playoff team. They're not even going to finish close to the race. But they were still playing meaningful games even a couple weeks ago. They had an opportunity, if they went on a run, to get back in the race or even back into the spot. And I think that was kind of a sign of progress. But even that's kind of disappeared now. I think people were interested to see them play meaningful games late in the season. They hadn't done that since about 2011-2012. They responded to the most meaningful stretch of games in 7 years by just completely falling apart. So if you're a Sabres fan, you probably feel like this season they haven't advanced at all. There's been no progress. It's been like all the other ones in recent years.
Well, it hasn't helped that their top scorer, Jeff Skinner, hasn't scored in 12 games now. He was lighting the lamp earlier in the season, but he's gone cold.
He certainly has gone cold, and now you wonder if he's going to hit 40 goals. I mean, that seemed like a lock. 50 was within reach just a few weeks ago. And for more than 4 months, Jeff Skinner had some dynamic consistency. He didn't go more than four games without a goal. And he really never let up. And now, all of a sudden, he's hit a wall. He's still producing chances. I mean, we saw on Tuesday night he hit two posts. He's had a lot of shots. He's been around the net. So I think it might be more snake-bitten than a true slump. He's still getting some opportunities. And honestly, if he scores five or six goals down the stretch, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, Sabres captain Jack Eichel was suspended for two games this week for an illegal hit to the head of Colorado's Carl Soderberg last Saturday. He was not happy. He said it wasn't illegal, wasn't suspendable. What did you think?
Well, it was an illegal hit, and he probably should have been suspended. As a first-time offender, I probably would have only given him a game. He has no history. I mean, he's not known for those type of hits. But he hit him in the head. I mean, if you watch the replay, I mean, he hit him high. Yes, Carl Soderberg was kind of reaching for the puck there, but he wasn't that low. I think Jack Eichel was frustrated Saturday. Earlier in the game, he had been hit after the whistle. He was knocked into the boards. His helmet was torn off. The Sabres had a tepid response. They were down in the game. And I think he wanted to do something. He wanted to make a big hit, and he zeroed it on Carl Soderberg, and it didn't go very well. I mean, I get his frustration. I mean, the Sabres have been falling apart. On many nights, he's been their only offensive threat. He's losing over $100,000 from the suspension, so I understand his frustration for sure.
Well, Alexander Nylander is taking Eichel's place in the lineup. He was the Sabres' first-round draft pick in 2016. Nylander has played well for Rochester, but hasn't made an impact in Buffalo. Where does he stand with this organization, and is he still part of the team's future?
He could be part of the team's future, but he was a draft pick by Tim Murray. He was picked by the team's old regime, and I don't think, quite honestly, Jason Botterill would have drafted Alexander Nylander eighth overall a couple of years ago. So I think he has a lot to prove. He could be playing for a Sabres career. If he does well, they would love to keep him up. They need plenty of offense. They haven't scored a goal in two games. He could be here for the rest of the year if he impresses. He could never go back down to the minors, perhaps. If he just kind of does what he did in his last couple trips here, if he plays like he played a lot of the year in Rochester, he'll probably go back to the minors, and it wouldn't shock me if they traded him during the offseason. The Sabres have been waiting for him to break out in Rochester. He had goals in four straight games after about a two-month slump. He had a good start to the season. But they wanted him to force his way up here with this play to give them a reason to recall him, and he finally did. And he possesses a ton of skill. He can be very fun to watch. If you're a fan and you're not that interested in the Sabres because they've been losing, I mean, it might be worth tuning into just to watch him.
Sabres host the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight at KeyBank Center, then games this weekend at Carolina and back home against St. Louis. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.